A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Peches, Baba Metzia 88a, pagination is 175. We'll start on the previous page, Amud Aleph, that's Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, pagination 173, with the Mishnah on the last two lines. We're dealing with a specific mitzvah, which is commonly referred to as Lo Sachsom, not to muzzle. There's such a halacha regarding an animal that an animal doing certain types of work cannot be muzzled. It should be allowed to eat. And there's also a halacha regarding a person who's doing work that he's allowed to eat of the produce that he is working on. We're going to identify some of the parameters as to when indeed a person is allowed to eat. There is an expression about people working in a restaurant or bakery. Lo sachsom, you can't muzzle him. You have to allow him to eat. He's savoring these smells, etc. The shamash, the worker, the waiter, should be allowed to eat, but we do have to identify what is morally obligating on the owner, or perhaps even because of sakana. It's a savory dish, it has smell, and the person desires it, and they have to be able to have a taste for health reasons, the way the Talmud maintains. But on the other hand, is there this obligation to allow him to eat as he's working? Just period, allowing him to eat. Or are these particular applications not applicable to this specific halacha in its legal sense? So the Mishnah states, Ve'elu ochlim min haTorah. These are the people that eat according to Torah law. While they're working, they're entitled to eat of these types. Ha'osa b'mechuber l'karka, if he's working on something attached to the ground, b'sha'as gemar malacha, at the time that it is being completed in the endeavor. Uvitalush, and something that's detached from the ground, minakarka, ad shelo nigmara malachto, until its job is finished, which we'll see means that it's koveya it, that it's processed sufficiently or brought to a situation into the house, for example, that it is now obligated in the last step of tithe that's relevant to it. So if it's miser, it might just have to be brought into the house. If it's grain, so then challah is the last type of tithe applicable to it. So then he would be allowed to eat until the point that it was kneaded into dough and therefore obligated in challah. But until that last tithe becomes applicable, he's still allowed to eat. It has to be something that grew from the ground. And these are the people that would not be eating. What kind of work are they doing? They're working on the ground type produce. But at a time when it's not finishing off the job, and something that's detached, after it's been totally finished, as we mentioned, as far as tithing goes, or he's working on something that's not growing from the ground. For example, Rashi tells us right over here on the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain, it's talking about someone processing milk, which is not considered growing from the ground. Interesting question. It is from an animal that feeds from the ground, but that's how we're defining gidule karka in this case, that the milk is not included in this halacha. So based simply on this Mishnah alone, If a person's working in a bakery, is he, she entitled as a worker serving cookies and bread to people, are they entitled to a free roll for lunch in order to eat something from this that they are working on? And the answer, as far as the Mishnah, technical, Elo Ochle Min HaTorah, what is the Torah obligation right over here, described as losachsom in our expression, not to muzzle the worker, so to speak, it's not included, because the role that the person is working with is well after Nigmara Malachto, is well after it's been completed for purposes of tithing. Challah was when it became a dough, and at this point, there's no obligation as far as this Mishnah goes. There will be other obligations. Menschlichkeit, I mentioned possible sakana, if the person is a waiter smelling good food and not allowed to partake of it. There's an eatery that we have, a bagel store, that has marked a specific price that anybody who works a shift is entitled to that amount in value, free, and if they want more, then they would have to pay. But obviously it's priced in a way that they're able to get a portion. That's not this obligation in a technical sense, but it is this idea in a moral sense that the person's working on site, they're entitled to a meal of some sort, and they have a price posted there, whatever the price is, $5.99 or something like that, you're entitled to a portion. Let's take a look at the Gemara at the bottom of Pezayin Amud Beis as it merges onto today's daf. Omer Rabbi Yanai said, Eina teva mischayev b'maiser. The untithed produce does not become obligated in maiser, in the tithe, ad sheyira pnei habayis, until it sees the face of the house. Meaning, in the first part of the Mishnah, we said that you're working on grain. I'm sorry, in the second phrase of the Mishnah, uvitalush, detached produce, ad shelo nigmara malachto, until it's not yet finished. Until that point, you could still eat. Once it becomes obligated in the tithe, it's done. You're no longer allowed to eat according to the guidelines of this Mishnah. When exactly does it become? When's the demarcation point in the timeline of this produce that you could no longer eat as a worker from this produce, eating for free because you're doing the work? Ad sheyira pnei habayis, until it sees the face of the house. Next line, v'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, it could be even earlier is the cutoff point, if the situation is, afilu chotzer kovas, if they're putting it into a fenced-in courtyard, then entering into the courtyard would be the obligation for Meiser, and at that point, the worker would no longer be able to work, because, as the Mishnah described, nigmara malachto, it's considered completed. Indeed, the Mechaber in Shin Lamed Zayin in Choshen Mishpat describes these halachas starting from the beginning of the Siman. And then in Sif Gimel, he explains what indeed is this cutoff, that it's Nigmara Malachto, that it's considered completed. He says, Pas, Shechayeves Bechala, if it's a grain product, you're making it into bread, it's going to be obligated in Chala. So Meiser alone is not going to be the cutoff. The cutoff is even later. He's still allowed to continue eating until the last tithe becomes obligatory, and that's achayigma malachto leschayiv bechala, until it becomes obligated in chala, which is when it becomes a dough. Ula'acha mikan ena ochel, but moving forward from that point, it would no longer be available to the worker to be eating from it. As far as our Mishnah's biblical obligation, that description would be applicable. In terms of the cutoff of when indeed does the non-grain product, the item that's not being made into pas, bread, when does that become obligated? So that's from the time of Meiser. So in Yoredeya, the Mechaber writes in Shin Lamed Aleph, Se'if Pei Gimel, Uchashem Shehabayis Koveya LeMeiser, the same way that bringing it into the house would obligate it in Meiser, Kach HaChotzer Koveya LeMeiser, even bringing it in to the fenced-in yard, like Rabbi Yochanan taught us, would obligate it in Meiser, and that point, moving forward, the worker would not be able to eat for free in accordance with this Mishnah, because it's already obligated in the tithe that is its last obligation. Let's say you have fruit, grapes, it's obligated, and at that point, the person is no longer allowed to eat for free according to the guidelines of our Mishnah. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.